We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Here's Carrington now. Carrington moving forward towards the halfway line. She goes. Plays a long ball over the top there. That's going to get to Battle. Battle rounds the keeper. The angle's tight. Into the bottom corner on the other side. A fine finish there from Jess Battle. What a ball though from Abby Carrington. On 9 minutes, FC United to take the lead, Paul.
Well, the ball itself was interesting because I think the defence were watching Kirsty Chambers, but the ball went deeper than that, beyond the... And Battle had the nous and the intelligence to run further. She managed to put it beyond the keeper, and the angle was narrow, to say the least. But somehow she managed to squeeze it in at the far post, and FC get the lead on 10 minutes.
And here is Davis now for FC. Davis plays it to Greenall. Greenall towards halfway line she goes. Finds Fields, who treks back into FC United's half. Square to Foster. Back to Greenall. Greenall to O'Gara. Back to Foster. Lovely series of passes there from FC United. Nice ball there by Foster to find Chambers. Battle on the back post. And that is a stunning goal. An absolutely stunning goal from FC United on 40 minutes. And I've used this phrase before, Paul, but we did open them up there like a tin of rice pudding.
Well, that's a rarity in this first half, where we've actually strung a beautiful move from midfield, from back to front. And it's the old pairing of Kirsty Chambers squaring it for Battle to score.
Oh, that was only the finish. That was the savouring of the rice pudding on the spoon, Paul. What happened in midfield? That was when you get the tin opener out. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was a brilliant exchange of passes in midfield. And then the killer ball that cut out the fullback for Kirsty to set the goal up on a plate.
And I think I'm safe in saying this. I think that might be up there in the top five goals of the season for both men's and women's team, as we come up to 45 minutes played here at Broadhurst Park. Ainsworth with this free kick to Davis, back to Ainsworth. Ainsworth clears it, long, one bounce, that's going to get to Chambers. It's well defended though by the fullback, but the ball breaks to Battle. Battle now turns, through ball to Chambers, who's onside. Chambers now shoots into the bottom corner, and dead on half time, FC United have probably put this game to bed. It's 3-0, Paul.
Well, Jess Battle returned the compliment there. Chambers finishes. It was a low shot through the keeper, and it was very, very coolly executed. And as you said, 3-0 close to the half time whistle. That is a real damaging blow for Mosley.
Loughlin back to the goalkeeper. And down the line, but cut out there by Cara Fields. Fields to Chambers. Chambers with a dink there to try and find Battle. Good turn for Battle. And Chambers gets the ball back on the left-hand side of the box. Into the box it goes to O'Gara. She wins it back. Slots it to the goalkeeper's right. And just when you thought O'Gara had fluffed her lines, got the ball back and comfortably settled it home in the end. And 7 minutes on the clock into the second half, 4-0. Back it goes though to Ainsworth. Ainsworth plays the ball to Marsh, to Foster. Foster over the halfway line, the ball goes. Here's O'Gara now. O'Gara turns and finds a through ball there to find Battle. Is she going to round the keeper again? She does. The angle is super tight, but she's got loads of time to pretty much walk it to the net, and she does. And with 16 minutes gone in this second half, Jess Battle makes it 5.
And wraps up yet another hat-trick.
Is that two a game then? Now we're nearly at two a game?
Well,
she needed 96, didn't she, I think?
what today? It's 48 games and now 92 goals.